Good Friday morning to Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky.
Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Mike. Mike, we don't often get a quote here from Calvin Coolidge. Do you have one?
I do. And this is from a relatively famous speech that he made. And it's just the beginning sentence, and it was regarding the Declaration of Independence and the importance of this day, July 4th. And here's the first sentence of it. It was not because it was proposed to establish a new nation, but because it was proposed to establish a nation on new principles that July 4th, 1776, has come to be regarded as one of the greatest days in all of history. And I hope that you, Greg, and your family and your listeners all take a moment over this beautiful, glorious 4th of July long weekend and at least remember those words and the importance in the history of man of the Declaration of Independence.
Well, I remember that every day.
Good for you. I try to, but I do get distracted on occasion.
I guess the big news, Mike, this week is the budget for the schools taken care of.
Yeah, the K-12 budget reached agreement with the House, the Senate, and the Executive Office. And we did something historic, Greg, that legislatures have thought about and attempted to do for going on three decades. And that is to address the unintended consequence of Proposal A. Proposal A, if you recall, was done to put some controls into fast-rising property taxes in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
An unintended consequence of that was that it also began a process of creating a pretty wide disparity between how funding was provided for school districts. And it grew and grew and grew and continued to grow. But with this budget, we are now officially closing that gap so that the foundational allowance for public school children and others will be the same regardless of what school you go to. And that's a big deal, and this legislature and the governor should take credit for such. And now it's on to the other budgets that are necessary to continue Michigan governing.
What's the hold up with the rest of it, Mike?
This negotiation. It's very easy to spend money, but it's a little more difficult to spend money prudently. And I maintain that, ironically, budgets are easier to do and easier to reach agreement on when funds are limited. But when funds are beyond the expectation and with all these federal monies that arrived in Michigan, it makes it just that much more challenging, and it'll take a little more time to negotiate through those budgets.
Is there an area, though, that you see a stumbling block or a big difference?
No, I do. There's differences in almost every budget. That's what negotiation is about. But I don't see any of them being uniquely different than any other. There's some simpler ones, corrections, budgets, the Department for Families and Military Veterans. Those will be relatively straightforward, but the other more complex ones will require more time and more work.
So the schools must be delighted, right?
Well, I would hope so. I know for a fact that those that lead and work in schools that have been in the lower end of that foundational allowance have asked for and look forward to for a long time to close the gap. And so I suspect, and the Jackson area has, almost all of our schools in the Jackson area were at the shorter end of that spectrum.
Yeah, what do you expect, Mike, in the fall? Do you expect back to normal, or a lot of these schools, these systems appear to be in a hybrid type situation?
Well, that's a local decision, although there are some important considerations that I believe school leaders and parents need to weigh in on. with regards to the efficacy, efficiency, and effectiveness of some of the models that were deployed while we were, you know, under the exhaustive orders of COVID. And so I think that's going to continue to evolve throughout the summer as people start evaluating exactly what worked and what didn't work. So I'm going to let that go for a while and just observe.
What's going on in Lansing? Are you meeting face-to-face? How's that working?
Yeah, sure. Now we're getting together almost, well, every other week. This week was uniquely different for some reason that I can't recall right now, but we've been meeting in person now for a few weeks, every other week, and I expect us to continue to do so even through the summer.
So what's coming up? What's on your agenda?
Well, the agenda right now is to tee up and do all the preparation and foundational work to set it up so that the rest of the budgets can be prosecuted properly. We also have other projects that we're working on throughout the summer, not the least of which is the continued work on integration of physical and mental health.
Yeah.
The Senate in particular is also working on a very specific supplemental. This is the deployment of some of the federal money that we received to enhance and increase our mental health capacity in the state. So those are a couple of the higher priorities that we'll be working on through the summer.
How about crime fighting?
Well, we do have a bipartisan package of bills that we're working on what I call police improvement, not police reform, with the overarching goal of recruiting the best and retaining the best. The crime fighting that I suspect you're referring to, in many cases, is a localized issue that certain municipalities, you know, they have to put their arms around it and wrestle it to the ground. So that's kind of a position that the Senate's going to be taking, at least.
Crime is especially gun violence right now, is just completely unacceptable.
I think it's a manifestation of the mental health challenges we have in our state and nation, which is the reason why we are continuing to emphasize and put focus on that aspect. And you know precisely of which I'm talking about, and that's not something that you regulate by infringing upon certain First, Second, and Third Amendment and Fourth Amendment rights, but we do have a serious mental health challenge in this state and nation that we cannot continue to pretend it doesn't exist. So those are the that is what I suspect and I recommend is the attitude that we take when we're talking about the kinds of things that you're referencing. Could you go ahead?
I'm listening.
So, you know, we haven't talked since the Senate oversight of the election report came out, have we?
Yeah, we talked once, yeah.
But we talked about that last week.
But
yeah, well,
that,
I'm just saying we continue to get both ends of the spectrum on that concern and critique mm-hmm. of the conclusions. But we also have received a lot of support for the integrity and the honesty of that went into that report. It doesn't mean that there still aren't vulnerabilities within our election laws and rules that continue to require attention to close those up. And the Supreme Court ruled yesterday that some of the reforms and improvements in election laws are appropriate and are constitutional. So we will continue to move forward on those kinds of actions, and that'll be another priority throughout the summer and into the early fall.
But you're not trying to make it harder to vote, are you?
Nope. It's just trying to make sure that everybody has the ultimate confidence that their vote counts.
Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky. Mike, have a great holiday weekend.
Same to you, sir, and thanks for the beautiful weather that you're proposing.
I'm trying. Hey, thanks, Mike.